Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Five Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. It's a little toasty, 84, 85, depending on where you are. No rain. I'm just telling you right now, it's going to be a dry couple of days. Humidity, it really wasn't terrible today. The rest of the week, maybe. A little bit more. So just bear it all in mind. But I'm just telling you right now, this is kind of where we are this week. What you're seeing today, again, maybe a little more humid as we head through the week, but this is going to be it. Quick reminder about the James River Air text line. Feel free to send hate-filled messages. Those are always entertaining, aren't they? We go choke on one of those cat sandwiches. Aw, thank you. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I had the sad news to share with you right at the top of the program today that there is another death at the Richmond City Jail. I also pointed out to you, it is very, very rare that I can tell you about a death occurring at the Pamunkey Regional Jail or either one of the Henrico County jails or the Chesterfield County Jail. But good Lord Almighty, every time you turn around, there's another inmate death at the Richmond City Jail. We've got a terrible sheriff who just has failed that agency. William Burnett is, as I've said before, I think the one guy out there that can actually save the Richmond City Sheriff's Office, and he is joining us. William, thank you for being here, my friend.
Thank you again for having me, Jeff. I agree with you 100%. I used to sit back and try to wrap my head around why the things are happening there, but it's a bad sheriff down there, bad, poor leadership.
It really is what this all comes down to, isn't it? That's what differentiates the Richmond City Sheriff's Office from the Chesterfield County Sheriff's Office, the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. She is just so far in over her head, and she just does not seem to care.
She doesn't. And the unfortunate part is she puts out this facade that she's so sweet and kind and that, you know, the food that she's giving out, she's trying to buy votes with. And the public really needs to realize that it's more important things. And the food, don't get me wrong, Jeff, they're good programs. But, you know, she needs to be focusing on what's going on inside the building instead of what's in her parking lot.
Absolutely. I think many of us who come from a law enforcement background are concerned about a couple of things there. Number one, we are concerned about the responsibility, and people forget this. There is a responsibility that you as the sheriff, you as the superintendent of the jail, you have a responsibility to keep those inmates as safe and secure as humanly possible. You've got to be looking out for them, and I don't think she's doing that either.
Yeah, that's the number one job of the sheriff, to make sure that they maintain the safety and security for the people that come there and the inmates that's in jail. Yep. And she has failed miserably.
Yeah.
Miserably.
You are running for sheriff. There are early voting places as we speak. The actual election is going to take place June the 17th. But I follow you on social media. We have some mutual friends. I know you're out and about a lot. What are you hearing from people in the community, William? Do they care about the office of sheriff?
You know, I'm thinking that, you know, the first time that I ran, Jeff, it was a little bit less concerned about what's going on. Now I'm going through the neighborhood and people are saying, hey, we need to make a change down here. I'm going through neighborhoods. People are blowing horns. They waving. They putting signs in the yard. They making donations. My donations have picked up recently in the past couple of weeks just based on what's happening out there. And people are really saying that she needs to go. She needs to go. She's a bad sheriff. She's in over her head. And it's just time for a change. And these excuses about I'm short, we've been hearing that for 8 years now.
That's right.
Well, let's do something different. Let's put somebody in place that got a plan, got ideas and thoughts of how they're going to make change in there. So I'm sick of the excuses. As a citizen in Richmond, I'm sick of the excuses about I'm short. Well, you failed for the last 8 years. It's time to make a different change and see if somebody else can do better.
Tell everybody about what your responsibilities were when C.T. Woody was the sheriff.
I oversaw all operations in the jail, so pretty much everything failed under my purview when I was there. You know, I served in the position of lieutenant colonel, and I did that 12 years while I was there with CT. And I can tell you, it's never been a time where we've had the number of deaths at any time in our 12 years the way they're going back to back. This is like the second one in the last 15 to 16 days, Jeff. This is unbelievable. And it's happening nowhere in the entire state of Virginia that they have the most. I just don't know what to say, Jeff. I would tell you that it's really, I'm being a lot more vocal about how I feel about the situation. The more I see people dying, the more deaths that just so recent, you know, I'm starting to come out a little bit stronger than what I've done. Yeah. And I would tell you, she is one of the worst sheriffs that I can think of across this country.
Well, let me remind everybody, number one, William Burnett is joining us. William is running for Richmond City Sheriff. And William, I'm going to do you one better. I think she is the worst sheriff in America. I cannot, and I look into stuff like this, I really do. I can't find anyone in America who is less competent than Antoinette Irving. I cannot find a sheriff anywhere in America with a worse record on staffing.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Inmate safety, or budgets. She fails at every single solitary part of that job. She doesn't get any of it right. It's an absolute abomination and an embarrassment.
Well, you could add on the court systems as well.
Yeah.
It's so bad, and the relationships. I don't even want to talk about the relationships that we're having with the police department and the sheriff department.
Yes.
It's like a battle.
Yep.
And it shouldn't be that way. We, as two law enforcement agencies in the city of Richmond, should be partnered to make sure that we solve some of the issues that she create more issues. And not just with the police department, but I've talked to people with the state police. I've talked to people in the federal government. I've talked to people in the office of the attorney general's office. Mm-hmm. I talked in the clerk's office. And the judges are just, I won't even go into that. I know they have to stay separate, but I will tell you that the judges are not happy with the current situation, that the way the courts are being run.
No, there's nobody happy. You are spot on when you talk about other law enforcement agencies. She has essentially, and we don't have to go down this rabbit hole, but in many ways, she's kind of started this little war with RPD, which makes absolutely, positively no flippin' sense at all.
And the only people that suffer behind these two agencies clashing like this is the voting public.
Yeah.
And that's the people that's going to have to do something about what's going on there. They're going to have to get this person out of office, because it's a public safety scare, in my opinion, as it stands now, because we have officers tied up in that lockup section for hours in or hours out. And the people that are suffering it is the people in the community, because now these officers can't be on the street patrolling like they should be doing.
Absolutely. Gosh, it is dangerous any way you slice it. William Burnett, you mentioned something about donations. That's important, because we know that a whole slew, 100 or more of your signs somehow vanished. And, you know, we don't know who was responsible, but boy, it seemed rather coordinated. How do people donate if they want to help you out leading up to the election?
It would be great, Jeff. The easy way, if you Google me, everything will come up. But if you want to go directly to my website, it's William Burnett for sure. WilliamBurnett.org is my website, and you can click on donate and easily donate. We need the money still. We got to feed people for the polls. We got some last minute things that we got to do before June the 17th. So we pushing for those last minute donations. And like I said, we're going to win this time, Jeff, and we're going to make changes, and you're going to see a bunch of those changes. And it won't be a whole lot of talking we're going to do. I'm going to show you just how quick we can turn the agency around for the betterment of the people of the city of Richmond.
I love it. Now, everybody needs to visit. It is WilliamBurnettForSheriff.com, WilliamBurnettForSheriff.com. It doesn't matter whether you live in the city or not. Everybody can donate and help this campaign, WilliamBurnettForSheriff.com. And if you live in the city, then obviously you ought to be voting. There's early voting underway June 17th. Actual polling places, voting in person, all the rest of it. I know you've got shirts now. I saw that, William, as you were out meeting so many people throughout the city. I don't think there's a neighborhood, I don't want to speak for you, but as I follow you, I don't think there's a single neighborhood you've not visited at this point.
Oh, no. We work in the entire city. I'm going to be a sheriff of the entire city of Richmond, and not just Churchill or East End. We're going to work for the people who elect us. So, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the other thing, can I ask you to reference this? Because you're such a humble guy, you never reference it. But I want people in the city to understand this. You're also a proud veteran, are you not, of the Army?
Yes, I am. Served in the Gulf War. I'm actually a war veteran at that. I served in the Gulf War during the 90s. And I'm proud of that. Like you say, I try not to mention a whole lot about some of the things I've done in my past, even my education. Rarely you hear me bring that up.
Yeah.
But I do have a bachelor's degree in criminal law, and I have like you said, I'm a veteran. I'm a proud member of my fraternity, Kappa Alpha Psi. But, you know, it's some things in my background, Jeff, that I keep to myself, my awards, my accolades, and all those types of things, because I'm about getting the job done and not are focusing on. You know, Dr. Irvin is one of the things that if you call her Sheriff Irvin and don't use doctor in front of it, it's like you broke the law.
That is the difference. You've earned everything you've gotten, and you don't talk about it very much because you're about service. You've got that servant's heart. William, I thank you for being here. I urge everybody to go to WilliamBurnettForSheriff.com. I'll get that up on all of my social media platforms. I wish you nothing but the best. I am praying for you in this campaign, because I really believe, as I've said before, William, and I don't think it's hyperbolic, I think the only way to save the Richmond City Sheriff's Office is to make sure that you're moving stuff in while she's got her boxes packed and moving out. So I always appreciate you being here. I'll look forward to checking in with you again. That is William Burnett, WilliamBurnettForSheriff.com, WilliamBurnettForSheriff.com. 517, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.